and I know, Fritz, that you are the founder and co-producer. Tell us about the different disciplines that are coming together in this one event.
Sure. It's predominantly fine art. It is all fine art, in fact. So we have video, painting, sculpture, mixed media works on paper. And there really are two components of the fair. There's the actual fine art fair, which takes place in the Larkin Center of Commerce, which is 701 Larkin Center. And then throughout the Larkin District, we have site-specific works by about 11 artists from around the country who, you know, and those range from outdoor installations to indoor installations.
Jerry, tell us your participation in this. What are you bringing to the table for the Echo Art Fair?
Sure. Well, actually, I wear a few different hats because I'm an independent curator, I'm an artist, I'm also an arts writer. But my specific involvement with the fair this year is that as the organization of it took place, I was one of the jurors for it last year. So this year, I've just been advising and, you know, giving some input in various stages of it. However, as an artist, I will be included in the fair in Nina Freudenheim Gallery's booth with four other artists. And also there's an event that will take place because so much of the fair is keyed into collectors, encouraging collecting. There'll be a panel discussion on Saturday at 10 o'clock on collecting, just called Collecting 101. And I'm moderating that panel, and it will have some collectors, someone who manages art collections, and also two dealers.
Specifically, what does your artwork look like? What do you bring?
My artwork is primarily in terms of format. It's collage and assemblage, but it draws from found objects, conceptually based, collected materials that are transformed into art objects, but also have a story and a narrative behind them that hopefully make them captivating.
Tell us about the jurors involved in this too, Fritz. How do they come together to bring this event and to showcase the artists that are presenting?
Well, similar to last year, we try to draw from some of the most recognized and most revered curators, organizers of, or heads of nonprofit organizations from the Western New York region. We did branch out to Rochester this year, and we have Blue Cease, who's from the Rochester Contemporary, participating. And basically, their involvement is kept to previewing the materials that are submitted prior to the jury process, which takes a full day where we meet and we go through the submissions. And they each take a vote and determine basically who gets into the fair. And this year we had about 165 different submissions of artists and galleries from actually internationally, because we got quite a few from Canada this year. And we winnowed that down to 42 participating galleries and artists this year.
Well, how do you create this unique event for the buyers so that they come into this with a unique experience?
Well, I think this is where the art world is going. Art fairs have really become more prominent ever, well, for a decade at least, but certainly with the rise of Art Basel, which was in Basel, Switzerland, and then grew to Art Basel in Miami in the beginning of December. It became a phenomenon where buyers could come, walk into a space or multiple spaces and see a lot of work on display. And they saw, you know, they were able to see the best of the best and really get a cross-section of different artists and galleries who are showcasing their work. I really felt, I live in New York most of the time. I come back to Buffalo about a week a month, and I would come back and I'd see one show a month, and I felt like I was missing out on a lot of different opportunities. So I felt it was really an interesting proposition to create an event where we could have kind of a clearinghouse of work on display.
Jerry, do you enjoy that type of format for your work and being with among the other artists?
Yeah, absolutely, because I think what is created is it's an environment to be able to see your work to maximum advantage. And also, when your work is seen with peers and colleagues, whose also work is very highly respected, it's very edited, different than a studio visit. And artists, individual artists, would be bringing their best work But even before they've got to that step, it's work that, again, a very experienced and respected team of jurors have selected from a larger pool. So what that offers the collector is a very refined, edited, really kind of curated experience for them to appreciate the work and also get a deeper understanding of it.
Fritz and Jerry, thank you so much for coming in and talking about the Echo Art Fair.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.